So Willie Roach here in Talla, and I suppose in a very cold day with all the snow in the mountains in the first of April. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the waterworks in Bohun na Breana. It's about roughly 3 mile, 2.5 mile up the road from here.
And what was it like growing up there? What was your father doing for
a living? He was caretaker in Dublin Corporation.
Right, yeah.
In the waterworks.
Oh, was there many of you in the family?
In family, there was my mother and father, a brother and a sister. It was just the three of us. And times were great up there.
Were they?
It was another world, yeah.
And how far back can you go in your family? Can you trace back...
I can, yes, back to, they originated from Kildare, and then they settled in Thomas Street.
Oh, yes.
That'll be on my father's side. Now, I'm having difficulty on my mother's side, but she's from the Phibsborough area.
Oh, what she was her from, maiden name?
O'Callaghan.
And how far back can you, just as far as Phibsborough is?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, kind of growing up there and your father was, as you say, was in the corporation and what was his work? Was it?
Well, labouring up around the waterworks during the week, and then at the weekend he would be caretaking on the gates, and like everyone back in those days, they had to have a permit to gain admittance to the reservoir. Oh. As I think that still pertains, but they were fairly strict back then. But that was about 8 men working up there at that stage. That was it.
And finishing school, did you finish school at 14?
No.
You kept going?
I did my leaving cert, and I opted out after that.
When you finished your leaving, what was your first job?
It was in an insurance company, the London and Lancashire in College Green there.
And how did you get that job?
How did I get it? It was through a family member, really.
Yeah. Mm. And were you selling insurance policies?
No, it was started off as an office clerk, and filing. And
administration.
Doing different things like that. And if anything had to be posted in a hurry, you were always called upon. But it was generally in around the office.
And then, I suppose, when you you were there for a while, at what stage did you join Ernie?
1957.
And when you joined them, were you, what age roughly were you?
I would have been going on 19 or so.
So, in fact, the insurance job didn't last too long.
It didn't. No, that went pear-shaped. Well, the money wasn't very good, going into town.
So going in
meal in there and all, during the day. So
yeah.
Ornies were taking on people at the time. They had a thriving milk plant up there, and the money was fairly attractive. And that's what it was all about in those days. So
yeah, yeah. The more money,
the transition was very easy.
And tell me, Bernie, you're O'Carroll, isn't it? Your maiden name.
O'Carroll. C-A-R, not no O before us. C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
And where did those Carols come from?
From Newtown, Balrodry.
And how far back can you go in your family?
About 5 generations back on my father's side and about 7 on my mother's.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
So we're not runners in.
No, you're not. No. So where did they come from originally? Yeah, the Carols.
I don't know. I suspect Offaly. The name is, there's a lot of Carols in around that area, but we didn't go back that far, But my grandmother her grandmother, all the relations. There's a lot around the area, that a lot of relations on both sides, you know, on my mother and father's side.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Lawless.
Lawless, yeah. So we know that the Lawlesses were...
Peter Lawless would have been her first cousin.
Right. So they all came from...
that side of the river. And the Carrolls came from this side of the river. The Dodder divided. Yeah. That was the boundary.
So they met halfway across the river. Yeah.
That was it.
And so did you know your grandparents?
Oh, I did. No, I didn't know my grandmother on my mother's side, and I didn't know my grandfather on my father's side.
But you knew the
there was 10 in my father's family and there was 5 in my mother's.
And what kind of background, what was your father doing?
Oh, he was a boiler man in Orney. He worked in Orney as well.
Oh, he must have been one of the first in, was he?
No, he wasn't. He was, he actually, him and his brother, he worked for his brother at first, and they did the roofing on Collinstown Airport. First airport when it started up, they did the, he did the roofing on that.
Did he really?
And then they did Temple Oak tennis courts. They did all the roofing and felting, things like that. And then he went into Orney in, I think, about 1953-54.
Oh, so indeed, yeah. And it's because he was there, you got the job then, of course.
Yes, yes, in 59.
But what was your dad doing inside Nurney's?
Well, he was jack of all trades and master of none. Mm.
Yeah.
But he was a boiler man. He did service the boiler, but he worked up in the boiler house, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. A fitter's helper, really, wasn't he?
And where did you grow up yourself?
In Oldcourt, about a mile from here.
And how many in your family was there?
There was 8.
Oh, there was 8 of you. Mm. And where did you fit in?
I was the eldest.
Oh, so...
I am the eldest.
all the responsibility then.
All of us had to get out to work.
Yeah, at 14.
At 14.
Yeah. Mm. When you went into Ernie's then, what did you do in the beginning?
In Rober, where the chocolate, you put the sweets on the band and... they went through the covered in chocolate, and I spent 6 years working there, in the same place.
And it was all very repetitive type of work, was it?
But very good fun and great sing songs to pass the time away, and you know there was great girls, great women working in it. My two sisters worked there as well as my father, so there was.
Oh, it was a family affair. Yeah, so yeah, it was. Yeah. And so. It was different with you, Willie. I mean,
my sister worked up there as well.
But did you? Your father didn't.
No, no. My sister was. She was receptionist for a good few years.
Yeah.
In the office end of it. So, and her husband, he was wages clerk. Lord have mercy on him, Terence Douglas. Yeah. So it will give you a pattern like that. People. They met up there, fell in love, married, had families, and most of the children went back and worked in Orney while it was still there, of course.
And you would have both worked under different management groups.
Right.
Were you were there with Gallagher's in the beginning, were you?
HT would have been there, yeah, and then his son took over, Redmond. And Mr. Hayden joined the force then, and he was really the driving force in getting all the US orders and in the late 50s, early 60s, and then the Americans came in.
Mm. And was it a different place to work when the Americans? What was the name of the company? The American company that bought it over?
Grace. H.W. Grace.
And were they... did they run it differently? You there for that transition?
Yeah. Mm.
And did they run it differently?
They did, yeah.
In what way now?
Well, they start changing recipes and things like that, you know. Whereas, for want of a better way of explaining it, the Orney chocolates, it was always... they always praise themselves on... our product, of course, you know, and full milk chocolate and this and the other, and right down along the line, the Haribo sweets and all, they were, when they came in, slowly but surely, it was all the recipes and all were changed, and the crumb making, that was downgraded, and that was a huge factor up there at the time. They had some great crumb orders from Canada and the US at the time. That all dwindled away, and they started cutting back and cutting back, and eventually then it was just limping along, you know. So I left it in 1976.